I am Sasha, I'm an alcoholic. I am Sasha, I'm an alcoholic. I have, let's see, I've been sober since October 21st, 2010. Right now I'm on the second step, going over the steps again. And yeah, I guess I got a home group. And I guess like the reason why I say that is because, you know, I've been in the program for 5 years, but like I've had periods of like being resistant to this stuff. I had periods of like, I don't know, really being in the program and really getting the gifts. But like one way or another, wherever I've been, it's been like proven to me that this program has worked and this program has benefited my life. So I keep coming back. And, you know, I got sober when I was 16. I guess before even drinking, you know, I came from a pretty normal family. Nothing weird at all. Like, my family liked to party. And, you know, I've always been surrounded by alcohol. I never saw it as a weird thing. And I don't know. I guess, like, before even drinking, like, I don't know. I wasn't really the happiest kid, though, even though everything was fine. My sister was in the same place. She's a fine person now who's doing really well. And but, like, for some reason, like, me and this environment, like, it didn't really work for me. I was always really upset, really unhappy. And then I found alcohol, and, you know, I had the solution that I didn't have before. You know, I felt more together. I felt like I could be around people, and I wasn't, like, really, really afraid. Or, I don't know, I would have, like, bad, like, I always had, like, social anxiety before, I guess, drinking. And, like, drinking for me, like, cured that. It made me feel whole, really. And, let's see, like, you know, I remember, like, my first time, like, having, like, you know, drinking and, like, having that kind of, like, I have arrived moment was really, like, you know, it was me with really two friends, like, smoking a joint. And for some reason, even though there was only two people there, like, I felt really, really good. I felt like I had, like, I don't know, I felt like life was, I was really living life for some reason. And, like, but, like, you know, even though it was, like, two friends there, like, eventually what started happening is, like, I started, you know, I fell into this clique of people. And, you know, my friends were awesome. Everything was good. And then slowly what started happening more and more is, like, my friend group would start leaving me because I would do things that they didn't really like, or I would kind of, like, hang out at the party longer and longer and longer. And eventually my friend group would change, and I would end up hanging out with, I don't know, people that I didn't really like, but I was just kind of, like, still there because they were still there. And then eventually, like, I was just kind of, like, alone, because everyone was kind of, like, he goes out way too much, and then also I was kind of grounded, because I got sober when I was 16, and, you know, I didn't really have much independence, so, like, I was end up just, like, smoking a lot at home, got into cocaine, and I was that guy who would just watch a lot of South Park and do a lot of cocaine. I mean, like, I wish, like, you know, there was, like, occasional times where I remember, like, when I was, like, 15, and my dad loved to club. So he took me to clubs, and then I would be with him, and then I'd be hanging out with other people eventually, and then I'd, like, that's really how I found cocaine. But, like, really, I feel like 99% of my drinking, like, there was, like, you know, a couple days of, like, really awesome, cool stuff, and then 99% of it was, like, me doing cocaine while, like, watching South Park, me being with one friend doing cocaine. You know, occasionally, I would be doing cocaine at the park, and that was, like, a crazy day. But, like, I don't know. You know, it was, you know, these moments, like, meant a lot to me for some reason at the time. And, like, it made me feel like, you know, I had arrived. I had, like, you know, amazing friends, whatever, all this great stuff. But, like, honestly, like, I feel like that was kind of my using. It was, like, me, cocaine, either South Park, at home, grounded, something. But there was cocaine, and there was drinking. And, like, I felt pretty good. So, kind of like to, you know, that's kind of, I don't know, I don't really want to, I mean, I could kind of go over events, but, like, that was kind of really it. And then eventually what happened is, like, you know, from, like, drinking or whatever, even though, like, maybe that sounds pretty pathetic, like, I ended up, like, finding, like, a girlfriend from alcohol. Like, I ended up, like, you know, able to, like, talk with girls, like, outside of that cocaine stuff. Like, I was able to, like, talk with girls. I was able to, like, hook up with people. And I ended up, like, you know, towards the end of my drinking, like, in a place where I thought was pretty good, where, like, I got my grades together, so I wasn't getting grounded as often. My parents were cool with me, like, drinking and doing whatever as long as my grades were okay. So that was pretty good after, like, you know, towards the end of my drinking. You know, got the girl that I always really wanted. And I thought, like, you know, this is, like, the life. Got the girl, you know. I don't know, not getting grounded, really living it up. And, like, you know, I started drug dealing in order to, like, kind of, like, support, like, my habit. So towards the end, I ended, like, what really happened was I ended up giving drugs to someone. That person ended up going to the hospital, and then that person called the police, told the police that my dad was a drug kingpin. I don't know why, because my dad, I didn't even know I was doing cocaine or anything like this, but he told my dad I was a drug kingpin, and then my parents, you know, the police were investigating all of us, like my whole family and me, because of all that. So... So, like, you know, I remember, like, waking up the next morning after, like, this great day of, like, you know, being with this girl that I really, really liked after, like, partying with that kid or whatever, and then, like, the police come into the home at, like, 6 in the morning, and my mom's kind of like, what the fuck did you do? Because that's never really happened before, and I'm kind of like, I don't even know what I did. And then eventually the parent, like, my friend called me crying, just being like, oh my god, I'm really sorry. And I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck happened. But anyways, got under investigation. My parent, I was supposed to go to, like, Italy on this trip with, I don't know, to, like, I guess do this little Euro thing or whatever. And, like, so my parents were like, you're not going on that. You know, we don't really know what to do with you. And we're probably going to send you to, like, one of those, like, institutional boarding school things, because this has happened in the past. Like, I've had interventions, I've had groundings and all this stuff. They thought I had it together, but I didn't, clearly. And so I really didn't want to go to this boarding school. I heard horror stories about it because I had a couple friends who'd been sent to, like, family school, or I don't know what the other schools are called, but I know there's, like, a lot of them everywhere, and I didn't really want to go. So my parents introduced me to this person who was in AA, and I, so to not go to this boarding school and to still do drugs, I still didn't really want to quit. I started going to AA and just, like, getting high the whole time. And, you know, this wasn't, I guess, like, what, this wasn't the fucked up part of me getting high and not really, you know, whatever. But I feel like what really got me eventually to kind of figure out, like, I did have a problem is, you know, I have 4 younger brothers and 2 older sisters. At the time, we're all underage. So I was continually getting high. I was getting threatened to, so I was under investigation. I was the person, and I was getting high. They said if I got high and I got caught, basically, they would threaten custody of my, like, my brothers and my sisters and all this stuff. And even though I was, like, going to AA, and even though I knew this was happening, like, I really couldn't get any time together. I would just be, like, in the, you know, going to the bathroom in meetings, doing drugs, after fellowship, doing drugs. Sometimes in fellowship I'd be doing drugs, but I'd always be doing, you know, I was just doing drugs all the time. And, like, you know, I spent, like, basically, like, three months, maybe a little longer. I spent, let's see, I got into AA in June. I got sober in October. So I spent, like, a good amount of time just doing that. And then also just feeling really bad, just being like, what the fuck am I doing? But then, like, still getting high. And then eventually, like, towards the end, like, I don't know. I basically, like, just couldn't find a way out. Like, I didn't understand this. Like, I had a sponsor even during this period. And I was kind of working the steps, but I was kind of like, you know, I want to get high. Like, this doesn't really work. And I don't know. So I don't know. I think, like, after a while, what really happened to me is, like, I felt, I don't know, I was getting more and more powerless. I was getting more and more, like, I don't know, I guess, like, the guilt got to me, like, all these things got to me, and then eventually, like, I really actually wanted to, like, stop using. Like, I just felt like a dick. I didn't want to do this anymore, and I don't know, I started, like, just really honestly, like, I guess, listening to my sponsor, where my sponsor told me to, you know, I remember, like, calling him, like, towards the end, just being like, I'm probably not going to get sober, but I really don't want to do what I'm doing right now, so I don't really know what to do. And then him just being like, you know, why don't you pray? And I don't really like prayer still, but, like, I did what he said. And what he told me to do is, like, when you wake up the next morning, why don't you just say, like, who can I help? Where can I help? You don't have to say God. You don't have to say all this fancy crap. All you got to say is that. So I woke up the next morning. I really wanted to use cocaine. Probably watch South Park too. And even though I really wanted to, you know, I said, who can I help? Where can I help? And I kept on saying that in my head. And, you know, as I would go about my day, like, going to a meeting or whatever, you know, I started to, like, see on my way, like, you know, like, I would be sitting on the train or whatever, like, this would be an example, I'd be saying, like, who can I help, where can I help? And there'd be someone, like, standing that could, you know, old lady or something, whatever, and, like, I would get up, give her my seat. Like, do, like, small things like that. I would, you know, see a plastic bag on the floor, and if it wasn't, like, completely nasty, I would, like, throw it out, because, you know, I don't really want to get gross either, but, like, you know, I would start doing, like, these little things. Like, it didn't have to be anything dramatic, but, like, just, like, small things that would kind of change. And I don't know, for some reason, like, from doing that, like, I was able to, like, get that day sober. And as small as that is, and as, like, I don't know, still, like, today, still, like, it's kind of, like, silly. Like, I don't know, I had that day. So, like, I kind of, like, saw that my sponsor had this, like, you know, if I couldn't believe in a power greater than myself, and if I couldn't, like, you know, if I couldn't manage my own drinking, at least I saw my sponsor had something that was working for him that got him sober, even if it was just throwing away garbage every day or whatever. So, like, I started, like, you know, I started calling my sponsor on a daily basis, and I started, like, doing the step work with him and just, like, going to meetings, fellowship, and, you know, I don't know, I guess, like, these things just, like, it worked for me. I was getting happier. I was, like, not using, which was a big thing. And, like, I guess there was a switch where, like, I could actually see myself, like, being sober for maybe not, like, my entire life, maybe not for, like, a year, but at least for, like, a portion of my life, which I couldn't see before. And that was, for me, like, the first, like, gift of this program where I never saw that. I remember, like, walking into meetings and just being, like, surprised that people didn't have to use or be, like, questioning, like, you know, why, I mean, just really, like, why would someone want to stay sober? That was really my biggest question because, like, clearly life was way better when I was getting high. South Park was way funnier. Everything was way funnier. People were way better. So it's, like, why would I take that action? And I guess for me, like, you know, when I got sober, it's like I was able to build these relationships that really mattered to me, which I didn't have before. I was able to, my second year, like, I got in college and I was in dorms in college, and, you know, I was able to, like, make friends with other people who, you know, were not sober and doing their own thing, but, like, able to, like, make friends, which normally, like, I feel like I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do if I wasn't using. And I feel like that's really, like, one of the biggest gifts in this program for me is that, like, there was no, being sober didn't mean I had to be, you know, stuck in this really rigid life of, like, boringness and coffee shops and, I don't know, like, I'm going to go home every day and not do anything fun. Like, I was able to actually, like, enjoy my life in ways that I never thought was really possible. And, you know, how much time? I still got a lot of time. Fuck. So, you know, I feel like after, you know, some things that's happened, like, more, I guess, after, you know, getting some time and whatever is, you know, I've had, like, periods of sobriety where, you know, I feel like after my second year, I was kind of like, I got this program figured out. I don't really want to be here anymore. Meetings take up a lot of time. I'm in college. I got better things to do. And, like, you know, I started going to less and less meetings. And, like, slowly what started happening, I feel like, from year two to, like, more, you could say, recently, is, like, eventually I hit this place where, like, I was going to, like, barely any meetings, going to, like, one meeting a week, kind of. Like, sometimes I would skip that one meeting a week and be once every other week or something like that. And, you know, I started getting, like, more, like, angry, more, like, frustrated. Like, I would wake up in the morning and be like, fuck, I have so much to do and I'm never gonna get anything done. My life sucks. Why am I even doing this shit? Or, like, I do music, or I don't even know what that means, but I make music and I want to make money off it one day. And, like, I guess I'll wake up in the morning, I'll be like, you're never gonna do anything. You're a piece of shit. And, like, I would just, like, always have this mindset, like, after, like, 3 years of sobriety. And I guess, like, this whole, like, happiness that I got from this program when I stopped doing it slowly started going away, and, like, I started just getting back in this old mindset of, like, just, like, really hating myself and just really, like, being, like, unappreciative of, I guess, this program and whatnot. And eventually what happened is, you know, I went through something, like, a year and a half ago where basically, like, most of the people I got sober with who were really close with me ended up either relapsing, one of them passed away, and it was, you know, it kind of like hit me really hard, where I was just kind of like, well, if this is what happens when you get 4 years, clearly like sobriety doesn't work and I don't need to be at meetings anymore. Like, this isn't good. So I stopped going to meetings pretty much, like, it wasn't like that long, but like I stopped going to meetings like altogether for a little period. I was like making calls, but kind of like lying to people, and like, you know, I wasn't really doing jack shit. And like, yeah, I don't know. Like I was doing this project with this friend, like in music or whatever, and we were fighting the whole time. Like everything was kind of just like not really fun. Everything was just really, really miserable. And you know, I had the sponsor. I had a sponsor at the time, and like I would call him up and I'd be like, no, I'm gonna change, I'm gonna go to meetings regularly. And then I would like go to one meeting and then not go to any meetings for like the rest of the month or whatever. And I don't know, I guess in September I just hit a point where I was just really miserable. I was kind of like, I really don't know what to do with myself. You know, I don't really think, like, I maybe if drinking does work or if it doesn't work in my situation, I know really deep down that I am an alcoholic, that, like, no matter what, I like using to the fullest extent. I drink and do drugs and cocaine or whatever till, like, there's no more South Park or there's no more drugs. Like, it's just, like, what I do. And I don't really want to do that anymore. I don't want to go back to that. So, you know, I ended up, like, switching sponsors, being like, this isn't really going to work, but, like, I got no other option, like, whatever. So, switch sponsors. He told me to, like, call him every day and, like, call him every day and call, like, 3 other people. Something that I hadn't done in, like, 3 years, maybe. And I was kind of like, that's a lot of work. I don't really want to do this. He's like, you should do a 90 and 90. And, like, granted, I did have a busy schedule, but, like, I really didn't want to do a 90 and 92. And, like, on Wednesdays, he was like, yeah, you got a lot of shit going on. You got to do a 6 a.m. meeting. I'm like, that really sucks. Like, you know, right now my schedule is I wake up at, like, 10:30. It's amazing. But, like, then it wasn't. And, you know, like, honestly, for the first month, I missed all those 6 a.m. meetings. I, like, kind of did, like, 2 meetings, maybe 3 a week. And then, like, after that first month, I don't know, I just saw, like, what I was doing just wasn't working. So I was getting more miserable. So I don't know, I went to the 6 a.m. meetings. I would, like, wake up maybe, like, 3 months into the program, into working with him. Like, I started, like, you know, he'd tell me to meditate in the morning, and I wouldn't do it. And then I eventually started meditating just for, like, you know, right now, I meditate 2 minutes a day, like, not much, but I do that, and, like, for some reason, it centers me, and it makes me feel a little better, and I'm not as, like, agitated. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I read right now, like, 86 through 88, which took me a little time to even, maybe I started doing it this month, so started just doing that recently, and it kind of, like, outlines, like, a couple prayers that I just, like, say out loud to myself. I don't know if there's a God that hears it or not, but, like, I do it, and for some reason, like, I don't know. I go to school every day. I work on the stuff that I work on. I hang out with people, and I'm not so wrapped up in myself. Or I'm not as much wrapped up in myself. I'm still pretty wrapped up. But, like, I don't know. It's from, like, doing these little things, like, something that just one of the bigger things I've seen is that, like, before when I was not doing these things, there's a lot of things that I'd miss out. You know, like, I, during the period this summer, like, I, you know, I wouldn't hang out with any of my friends. My friends were kind of like, where the fuck are you? Eventually, they were like, fuck you, you're an asshole. And then eventually, didn't have that many friends, like, that summer. And because, like, I wasn't hanging out with them or calling them, and they all got mad because I didn't call them on their birthdays and things like that. And, like, you know, when I'm sober and when I'm, like, doing this work, like, at least the past, like, couple months, like, I've been able to, like, show up for people. I've been able to, like, rebuild these relationships that, like, I didn't show up for. You know, one of the biggest things is my sister had, like, a baby recently, and, like, my family was super against it and whatever. And, like, she was, like, kind of, like, throwing it a little on me where she wanted me to call her and whatnot. And because, like, I was, like, super depressed, I was kind of, like, I don't know. It wasn't like I was not going to call her, but I wasn't really, like, that supportive in the beginning of things. And, like, you know, from, like, doing the work and from, like, calling my sponsor and not being, like, so wrapped up in myself, you know, a little into it, like, I was able to, like, call her at least, like, on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week, and just, like, be like, how are you? And today, you know, we have a pretty close relationship. You know, I go visit her in Chicago every now and then, and I don't know, it's I guess like what I mean is like I take a lot of these things for granted. I take my family for granted. I take my friends for granted. And like when I do this work, I have these opportunities to like see these like amazing relationships I have and see these amazing people I have in my life and, you know, really appreciate them and really like want to show up for them instead of like thinking about what I can get from everyone. And I don't know, it's a big reason why I'm here today. It's a big reason why, you know, my commitment here is to clean the bathroom. I don't really want to clean the bathroom, but I do it. And because, like, I don't know, I'm trying to, like, reestablish myself in this program. Or not really, not trying, I am reestablishing myself in this program. And I don't know, so far, even though I'm on step two, and I guess I got still a lot more ahead, you know, I'm really grateful to be able to speak here tonight. You know, I'm really grateful to, yeah, do that and be of service in some level sometimes when I'm not cleaning the bathroom. And yeah, I guess that's all I kind of got. Thank you.
Thank you.